For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. A speech delivered by Chinese President Xi Jinping on the arts a year ago has been made public in full for the first time. President Xi made the speech while attending a symposium with authors, actors, scriptwriters, and dancers in Beijing last year. The president asked the artists not to pursue commercial success at the expense of producing works with artistic and moral value. Official data shows China's non-financial outbound direct investment surged 16.5% year-on-year in the first three quarters of this year. Foreign contracted projects during the same period rose 26.5% from last year, while accomplished turnover climbed 9.2%. The fast growth of ODI is attributed to the rise of merger and acquisition overseas by Chinese companies. In addition, active investment by non-state-owned businesses and more contracted projects in high-value-added fields are also major reasons for the growth. A Chinese delegation is set to attend the third Arctic Circle Assembly in Iceland starting tomorrow. The delegation will be led by Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Ming, who will give a keynote speech at a meeting to outline China's stance on the Arctic region. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is also going to send a video message to explain China's policy on Arctic affairs. There will be presentations on China's scientific research, shipping, oil and gas exploration, and research into climate change. The meeting runs until Sunday. China has pledged to donate $5 million to support the global fight against the Ebola virus disease. The Ministry of Commerce said an agreement has been signed with the United Nations and China. The donation will go to the UN Ebola Response Multi-Partner Trust Fund to support the UN mission for the Ebola emergency response. Earlier, China has donated $6 million to this fund in December. The outbreak in West Africa since last spring has caused more than 11,000 deaths in the region. More than 20 new inner-city rail lines are expected to be built by the end of 2030 to boost the development of the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei region. The planned lines will link big cities, major towns, and important industrial zones in the region. Travel time between major cities in the region will be 1 to 2 hours. The central government expects further development in the region to help readjust regional economic structures. A medium-term target is to control the permanent population of Beijing under 23 million by 2020 and to relieve the air pollution and road congestion in Beijing. In the long term, the aim is to have an integrated region with better economic structure, a cleaner environment, and improved public services. The World Food Program has now reached more than 30,000 newly displaced people with food in the past week in Yemen. The situation in Yemen is characterized by large-scale displacement, civil conflict, food insecurity, and influxes of refugees and migrants. The WFP aims to provide 6 million people with food and cash assistance between 2014 and 2016. It's also been working to build communities' resilience. On Wednesday, Iran's highest legislative body endorsed the implementation of the country's recent nuclear deal with six world powers. Iran's official news agency reported that the Guardian Council supported a parliamentary approval of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. On Tuesday, the Iranian parliament motioned to move forward with the implementation of the deal. With the endorsement from the Guardian Council, the legislation turns to a mandatory law. President Hassan Rouhani said implementation of the deal will begin next week. Iran recently entered a deal with five permanent member states of the UN Security Council and Germany. Under the deal, Iran will improve the transparency of its nuclear program while ceasing some of its nuclear development. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told Congress in a letter that he is sending up to 300 U.S. troops to Cameroon. Obama said the troops are going to conduct airborne intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance operations. The deployments of about 90 troops began on Monday. On Wednesday, White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said the deployment is aimed to combat Boko Haram and other extremist groups in West Africa. He added that the troops will not take on a combat role. Boko Haram is an Islamic militant organization active in several West African countries. Obama said the troops will stay in Cameroon as long as their support is needed. Twitter has hired Google's former executive Omid Kordestani to be its new executive chairman. The move comes as Twitter looks to refocus and cut its expenses down. It's being reported that Kordestani will join Twitter's board and move into an operational role at the company, including helping with board and employee recruiting and advising executive leadership. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.